catch up on your TNT podcasts on your Google Home smart speaker.
Just say, hey, Google, play Todd and Tyler podcasts.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
We are celebrating National Childhood Obesity Awareness Month, so be aware that kids are fat.
So there's a fat shaming thing happening now. I saw the Bill Maher piece from last weekend, and Bill Maher's always been out and eating healthy and not being fat. And James,
did you see James Corden?
Saw both of them. I understand both of them.
Yeah,
I think so. I think Bill Maher had a great point. Of course, everybody struggles with weight unless you're really skinny. We all do, but mainly it's because we eat like crap. A lot of people don't have the eating problem; they just have this. You know, there's a lot of different things involved with childhood obesity, just obesity in general.
Also had a good point that fat shaming never really went away.
I know, but I think you can agree with both their statements.
That's where I come down. I totally agree with both.
I mean, we met Puss, he was a big boy in high school, right out of high school, and he worked at it, and now he's not. He worked really hard. I know you worked hard.
Well, I'm not as much.
Well, we all get little roles. We get. You know, I'm trying to tell you, but you know. Look at a picture of you in high school. Look at you now.
I prefer not to.
Yeah, you work your ass off to get where you're at.
Yeah,
and Corden also says you're right. They shouldn't fat shame, and I get what he's coming from. But Bill Maher's rap, I agreed with 100%. I don't know. We should fat shame people, but we should say please try to eat better.
But yeah, you shouldn't just accept
the, right.
Well, I'm fat, and that's the way I am. Well,
right.
No, that's not healthy.
I think that's who he was hammering more than anybody in his rant.
Yeah.
But I also understand Corden totally saying, you know, remember what's coming out of your mouth can hurt people. I got both sides of that argument.
But yeah. Maher has a tendency to come off a little condescending from time to time.
Well, he just speaks his mind. It's true, and so do we all. That's what we do. But also, I got Corden, though. I think his was an appropriate response, too.
I think so, too, because, you know.
But I think both of them. That's great that we all agree on this, because I thought both had points. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, love yourself and accept who you are for what you are, but don't stop striving to be better.
And Bill Maher is coming from a health point of view, too. He wasn't talking about looks. Bill Maher was saying obesity kills.
Yeah, your heart will explode.
Right. I mean, it wasn't a looks thing, in which most fat shaming happens.
Yeah, it was a healthcare thing.
Right. And I understand, you know, Corden's response. I thought it was appropriate.
Well, I think what he had a problem with was Bill Maher
saying bring fat shaming back again. Yeah.
Yeah.
He does say
fat shaming does not need to end.
Yeah.
It needs to make a comeback.
Yeah, I watched the whole that was New Rules thing at the end of New Rules a couple weeks ago.
Isn't that funny that you can take two points of view and agree with portions of both of them?
I think you can. I think at least what we all did.
No, these days you got to pick a side and stay there and dig in.
No, I think they both have very valid points.
Right.
Don't be mean
absolutely.
To people about
right.
it, but don't stop.
Because Corden admits he loses his battle his whole life, you know?
Many people do.
Yeah. And you and I think everyone here was pretty fortunate. Genetics or whatever, I was never fat. I was probably too skinny in high school.
I was not really skinny.
What was that like?
Yeah. Wow.
And as far as the, you know, childhood obesity awareness, don't worry. Your kids' friends will make them aware that they're fat. I speak from from the voice of a former fat kid.
Yeah, you probably got a lot of crap, didn't
you? Oh, yeah, every day. Every day.
And I'm sure fat kids still get it today.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm not thinking, I don't think bullying's got any better.
No.
Well, but, and I don't know this, but one wonders, since there's more fat kids, there's not the fat kid.
Right.
True.
Right.
Safety in numbers.
Bill Maher had a great picture during his rant where he shows a guy from like 1935 or 40 at a carnival, come see the fat guy. True, a real picture. And that fat guy is everybody now.
Yeah. Was he
the photo?
Was he 225?
Probably.
Basically, yes.
It could have been Bert Kreischer up there.
Yep. Yeah. And I've seen those kind of photos, come see the fat guy.
And now we live in a world where
everybody,
my 600-pound life is a show.
Or whatever football game you're at, the guy beside you is 220, I shouldn't say 220, 260, 270, and kind of overweight. But I wonder if Corden's going to be on Bill Maher.
He says they've always gotten along, or at least they've always been friendly.
They showed photos of each other.
Because I think they tape in the same building.
Well, but by the way, Bill Maher didn't call out Corden either. He said, look at his fat ass. He didn't do that. But Corden took offense to it. And I think I agreed with kind of both the way. I didn't think bringing fat shaming back was not really a good line. Because actually, I don't think you're right, Puss. I don't think it's ever going away. But I just remembered a time that Todd told a guy about the hire us. He's fat. It's hilarious.
I merely pointed out that
he put on a bunch of weight.
He had gained some weight since the last time I had seen him. We were acquainted, and I thought we were familiar enough that I could make a little joke about that.
Before and you didn't get the job?
We almost didn't get the job. I'm surprised we got the job. We still got the job.
We got the job.
No, I think I guess when I hear the stuff that Bill Maher was saying.
Did you watch the old Bill Maher rap?
I saw part of it. Okay, I didn't get through all of it. But I guess I assume that it's more pointed at the people who are just reveling in their fatness.
That's the way I felt it was coming off. The worst part was the fat shaming line. I think that was over the line. But you're right. I think he was hammering people that revel in it.
Not the people that battle it.
That battle it.
Constantly.
Right.
If you're actually trying, good for you. You got my respect.
And then Cordron, as appropriately, was pissed off. And so, like I said, I see both sides of that issue. And their arguments were both really good.
You know, you see, you know.
But I saw Bill Maher saying that too. The people that revel in it, as opposed to people fighting. Everybody fights it.
Well, you see people at the gym
every
day. You're an
adult, you fight it, man.
You see people at the gym every day that are obviously overweight. But you know what? At least
they're
there.
They're fighting it.
At least they're there doing the work, trying.
Right.
Yeah, and I applaud their effort.
I was at the gym, and there's this older lady who I see at the gym there because that's the time I go to the gym.
Right.
And she was
old ladies. Is that why you go there?
She was probably, she's probably in her 60s, early 60s maybe. Yeah. And she's like, oh, I'm sorry, I'm in your way. I bet you guys, you know, are all laughing at me because I can't even lift this much. Yeah. I said, ma'am, you're here every day and you're doing the work.
Right.
Good for you. That's more than most people do.
Right.
Don't get down on yourself.
Plus, the motivator at the gym.
Well, it's true.
I'm with you on that.
You know?
I'm totally with you on that.
If you get your butt to the gym, you're at least doing more than a lot of people do.
Little story, not even a story, out of Austin, Texas. Apparently a fraternity bought 3 pallets worth of White Claw.
That party,
$7,500 worth.
That party was happening.
Shortage, smortage.
Yeah.
Well, you know what party the chicks were going to that weekend?
Yeah, that's right.
Well, and everybody, I guess.
Yeah.
Because if that's where the women are, that's where the men are too.
Damn right.
Or the boys.
Pallets of White Claw.
Please. I'd like 3 full pallets of White Claw, please.
And how many White Claws is that?
3 pallets worth.
Yeah, it's about a pallet worth.
A lot.
That's a lot. Because a pallet is, you know, I'm guessing 8 or 9 cases at the base and then about 8 or 9 cases up, don't you think, is a pallet?
Yeah, I would have no idea.
I have no idea either.
I saw a picture of 1 pallet
right.
for this story, and it looked like it stood at least 5-6 feet tall.
Okay, all right. Oh, my God. White Claw.
That's $7,500 at the store.
Yeah, there was some white girl puking there.
Yeah.
Totally.
And a few guys that did not care.
Didn't.
Standing in line, hoping she picked them out.
Yeah. Wipe off that chin. There's a puke on
it.
Yeah.
You.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shook me out. There was probably some of that going on.
Was that Texas? What school was
Austin.
That?
Austin.
Okay.
The University.
Choke me out and call me Bevo.
Again?
I know. Well, last one was punch me in the back of the head and call me Herbie. That's if you're in Lincoln. This is choke me out and call me Bevo. I know how sorority and fraternity parties are.
Do you?
It's been a while. If I show up at one now, they'd say, probably ask me to leave.
Whose dad's here?
Missouri woman is fighting to keep 3 emotional support monkeys.
I think that's what I would have if I had needed emotional support or something.
You need
a monkey.
You really need more than one.
Well, she wants all 3 emotional support monkeys. Why are they keeping it from her?
According to the city of Crèvecoeur, I'm guessing on that. This is right next to St. Louis. Monkeys are considered an inherently dangerous animal in this city, along with alligators, lions, and pythons, and they are prohibited in residential areas.
What kind of monkeys were they, Craig?
Kind of unpredictable.
Well, there's a black-capped capuchin, a patas, and a macaque. A bonnet macaque.
Macaque's my emotional support monkey. Of course, you
At
know
least your
is.
Favorite one.
It's the only one.
It's ours, too. It's,
yeah.
Texan McBride Tian says the monkeys help her cope with PTSD.
Now, these are not chimps. These are monkeys, right?
Yeah.
Because chimps will eat your face off. What, I know a monkey can whip stuff around, but can monkeys attack and really hurt with teeth?
Well, okay.
Teeth? Yeah.
Not answering your question right. directly.
I know chimps are really
here
dangerous.
Here is a quote from the woman. She says, she tells KMOV, monkeys are little, less than 9 pounds. Pictures show they aren't dangerous.
Pictures. She's an idiot.
Here we come.
Yeah. pictures show they aren't dangerous.
We just want to live in peace.
Yeah. Can she bring...
I would think they could do
can
some damage.
Can she bring macaque on the plane?
No.
Well, you could, but you'd have to be discreet about yeah. it.
Well, okay, there's that. Yeah,
in a monkey basket.
Yeah, these are not service animals. Do not confuse emotional support animals with service animals.
Yeah, no, no, they,
so
service
not a
animals.
Blind
guy's not walking right. down with a monkey, following a monkey.
Right,
right.
Although that'd be cool.
That would be cool.
A seeing eye monkey.
Seeing eye monkey be rocking.
These emotional support monkeys do not. Or have not been trained to perform a specific job or task and do not qualify as service animals. However, pictures say they're not dangerous.
They are probably, right? They can't they bite?
I want to assume.
Yeah, they can bite.
They could rip your face off as well. Eventually. It might take another 10 seconds.
They might have to chew a little longer, yeah. right?
But they could certainly do it, maybe another 5 seconds.
Jot that down as a question for Jack Hanna.
Yeah.
He might know. If a macaque can do
Can macaque rip your face open?
Can do some damage. Chimps we know can. Because there's been accounts of that. And they're crazy
I
strong.
I bet it can, Craig.
I would imagine so.
Yeah, I mean, a 9-pound dog can bite you and hurt you.
Yeah, and monkeys are just more maneuverable than a dog
yeah.
is. Yeah,
they're
very agile.
They can punch and jab and... bite in the side.
Poke you in the eye with a prehensile tail.
How'd she get three of them before somebody said, hey, you can't have them?
She just moved in.
Oh, I got it.
You go to the...
Go register your monkey.
Go to the monkey shop.
Right.
Go to the monkey shop.
Yeah. She had them already.
Yeah. Where does one acquire a monkey?
That's At the monkey
point.
Shop.
you kind of previewed that answer, Todd.
I did.
You know Craig was going to tell you. At the monkey shop.
So I Google monkey shops in my area?
Yep.
Well, monkey shops that will sell you a monkey.
Well, if it won't sell you a monkey, how's it a monkey shop?
Right.
Yeah. Exactly.
That's not an answer, Craig. Sound like an
the
answer.
The question remains. The question is still there.
I think you go to the... Google monkey shops in your area, see what happens. It's probably just pet stores.
And even that, sounds horrible. So I'm Googling the monkey
shop. Maybe if you know a guy that works at the zoo,
yeah.
you know.
But you can't
That's
buy
not a monkey shop.
No.
Well, but you could still acquire one, maybe. Yeah.
So I Google, where can I buy a monkey?
Yeah.
And I just get photos of monkeys.
Oh, well, you can tell they're not dangerous by looking right. at them.
And, thank you.
And sock monkeys. There's some sock monkeys there.
All right. That's a great band name, the sock monkeys.
Well, it's a band name.
Or... primatestore.com. Let's see what they have to offer.
Well, once again, if you can't live in the town with your monkey, how can you buy a monkey? If they're dangerous,
she already had them, and then she moved in.
So she must have been living in the middle of nowhere with her monkey.
Yeah, it doesn't say where they come from. Well, this is out of Fort Lauderdale.
I want to take macaque and go to the woods.
$4,400 for a macaque. That's a little pricey.
Yes, it is.
And they ship anywhere in the U.S.
Maybe she has macaque money. I got macaque money.
Oh,
they ship
a
monkey?
If you saw a picture of her, she could lure a macaque.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yeah. At least
couple photos I saw.
Marmosets for adoption.
Let's make sure we talk to Jungle Jack next time.
Puss, have you seen...
How dangerous is macaque?
I've not seen Night at the Museum.
Oh,
apparently,
yeah.
Monkeys do some damage in Night at the Museum.
Yeah, there's a capuchin monkey in those movies that will slap the hell out of Ben Stiller every now and again.
Got it. I think I've seen that.
I've just seen bits and pieces of it.
You'll see him soon.
Right.
Yeah, quite tolerable as kids' movies go.
Yeah, they're doing another one, aren't they?
Yeah.
I thought the last one was the last one.
No, I think there's different actors in a new one.
Yeah, they're redoing
rebooting it.
Starting the whole thing again.
Oh, I see.
The musical?
If only. Last week we were wondering how to make money in porn since it's all free.
My sister's mad at you, Puss. You know that.
Well, she told us.
Why now?
This is my third sister. She's listening right now.
Because I left without saying goodbye?
Tell your friend on the radio that I'm 69 and I'm not old. You called that woman old in her early 60s. Yeah.
Okay. Comparatively speaking to most of the people at the gym,
okay.
This lady was older than most.
All right. Podcast streaming available anywhere in the country or the world for that matter. You listen to this program.
Yeah, and you don't have to pay for it.
Nope.
Like, it's kind of porn, Greg is discussing.
Yeah, we were wondering how to make money in porn because it's all free.
And we're talking about that the naming rights for the Miami Heat Stadium.
Oh, well, yeah, Bang Bros.
Bang Bros wants them. Where'd they get $10
million
at?
They put in a $10 million bid for naming rights to that stadium, arena.
One way that people are making money, according to an article at CNBC, is that women are adopting what they are calling the direct-to-consumer business model. Subscriptions.
Oh, yeah.
To
yeah.
themselves.
If you like a particular woman and you want to see her do stuff, you buy her subscription.
Absolutely.
I bet there's a lot of those dudes.
There are a lot. Yeah. And apparently on sites like OnlyFans or FanCentro or Patreon, those are the sites where you can make money. One woman says she makes $500 to $1,000 a month, you know, on the side through $10 monthly subscriptions on OnlyFans. She charges $12 a month for her private Snapchat or $35 forever. You can give individual customers content via direct message on Twitter or give them access to pictures other way and get, you know, now you can just give cash back and forth on your apps.
It did a little expose on the of this industry. New York Times a few months back. And there are ladies making, you know, $400,000 to $500,000 a year doing it.
It also doesn't explain Bang Bros, though, because that's just they own the site, and they're just putting porn out there. They're probably paying the porn actresses for their videos. So, that means people are still paying for porn. These are one-on-one
stuff. Those are the guys that still like a variety of porn stars.
The solo stuff bores me.
Oh, now you tell me.
All of those porn websites.
Solo chicks bore me.
I think you can. Pay a subscription fee.
You can. You're right.
Yeah, and then
you're
get full length stuff.
Right,
like more money shots, or I don't know.
You said full length
comes with it.
Yeah.
Many of the models on
that was a rant. That was an oddly specific one that Todd mentioned. More money shots or something like that.
Many of the models on FanCentro make just a couple $100 a year, but over the last year, more than 10 models generated over $1 million in revenue on the site.
Well, if you're really, really hot and doing stuff, you're going to make a lot of money.
For one woman, better than subscriptions are the tips that people send through Venmo or other payment apps, a way to show extra appreciation. Then you get unique photos, maybe a live video chat or worn or from her used panties. She'll give you that as well. She makes, even then, she's looking at between $500 and $1,000 a month.
You think she puts them on for a second and puts them in the envelope?
I would imagine that when you get them, you have got to be sure that they were worn.
Don't you think you just put them on, scratch yourself, then put them in a box?
Well, I would.
Because if you scratch yourself in the right way, they were worn.
Right.
Yeah.
Put them in a box, he said.
Well, mail them, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Like Craig Evans' panties.
I understand.
For instance.
For extra cash. TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Yeah, yes.
You're
$500 to $1,000 a month. Yes, it is an option.
Yes, it is.
Get some soiled whiteies in the mail.
Just send a self-addressed stamped envelope.
Or whatever it is you need me to wear. Just send it in. I'll wear it. I'll send it back.
I'll scratch myself so you smell it.
Yeah. I'll wear it for a couple of days. I don't care.
Guarantee you an experienced panty collector can say, these are new.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you got to smell
them. I will not allow that.
That's right.
Do some deep knee bends and really work them in.
Well, Craig mentions on his website specifically, worn for at least 3 days.
If you missed any of the show, grab the podcast.
Free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com. iTunes or on the Stitcher app. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.